You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Programmatic TV advertising could be coming to the UK. Naver wants to merge its app store with that of a local rival. And recommendations from friends and family drove online purchases in Spain last year. Programmatic TV advertising could be coming to the UK this year. Programmatic ads are those that are automatically bought and placed by software rather than by humans. The online ad company Videology pinpointed the UK as the country most well placed for programmatic TV advertising, ahead of the US, citing its good infrastructure, innovative platform operators, and high number of internet-connected TV devices. The broadcasters Sky and Channel 4 have both announced they will be moving towards a more programmatic approach to advertising this year. Sky is due to launch its Sky Advance service this month, which will allow advertisers to buy ad space on TV and online. ITV has struck a similar deal by partnering up with Radium 1, and Channel 4 has introduced a programmatic market to its online service All 4. Channel 4 is also investigating the possibility of a real-time ad decisioning and ad break scheduling system, and a spokesperson has said that it hopes this automated ad allocation system will be ready by the end of the year. One challenge that programmatic TV advertising faces is a way to ensure that all ads comply with broadcast regulations. It would obviously be an undesirable scenario where an inappropriate advert is automatically selected and played on live TV in real time. The South Korean internet technology giant Naver has said it wants to team up with SK Telecom to merge their two app stores. The South Korean app market is worth an estimated 4.5 trillion won, equivalent to $3.8 billion, and is currently dominated by the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Between them, the American giants account for 80% of the South Korean app market. Naver hopes that by merging its app store with SK Telecom's T-Store website, it will create a more competitive apps market in the country. Naver and SK Telecom have confirmed that they are in talks about a merge, although they have not yet revealed how far negotiations have gotten, apart from saying they have progressed a substantial extent. Naver is the biggest internet company in South Korea. It is most well known for its search engine of the same name, which accounts for around 3/4 of the search engine market in the country. Verbal recommendations from friends, family, and acquaintances drove online purchases in Spain last year, according to research by Ketelem. 62% of online shoppers said they made purchases based on recommendations from people they knew, making it the most important factor driving online sales. Information provided by web brands was the second biggest information source, leading to online sales at 60%. Blogs and opinion forums, physical stores, and social networks came third, fourth, and fifth, respectively. 57% said they engaged in e-commerce at least once a month, with leisure, travel, and fashion items being the most commonly purchased categories. The Spanish e-commerce market was worth almost $18 billion last year, with 62% of internet users in Spain engaging in online shopping. And finally, the Indonesian cashback mobile app Snapcart has received $1.6 million worth of funding. Snapcart allows users to get cashback by uploading photos of their shopping receipts. The app launched in autumn last year, and in that time has gained 150,000 downloads and over 85,000 monthly active users. It intends to use the investment to expand into other Southeast Asian countries, with the Philippines having been confirmed as its first new target market. It hopes that the expansion will help it to reach 1 million downloads by the end of the year. The app also wants to use the investment to develop a video feature and an analytics tool. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.